Welcome to a new episode of Yoga Chai and the Dog. If you have heard our last episode, we had actually said that we are going to talk about Archana's advanced yoga training that she had gone in. But then suddenly we realized, hey, our podcast date is 14th of February and that's a special day. So we kind of rejigged the plan and now we are here on the Valentine's Day to talk about, guess what?
Love.
So, love. It's such a wonderful feeling. And don't know whether we are the right person to do it, to talk about it. We have been in love for almost like 4 decades now.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are still in love. Okay. And so is Lulu, is sitting at our feet. What do you say, Archana?
Yes, we are talking about love, but it's more on the perspective of how I coach people on relationship and what actually love, you know, with our own experience and with the experience of my work. So we will talk about that more, Deepak, here. Yeah?
Right. Start off.
Yeah, so it's like a love definition can be different, but the essence of love is similar, actually. Whether you are young, old, or, you know, middle age, whatever it is, love is a very, very pure form. And generally, people talk about very unconditional love, and also it's much more deeper if you would start understanding that. And unconditional love is not just with your boyfriend or husband or partner. It's beyond that. Unconditional love is something which, when we start feeling the flow of love inside us for each and everything in the nature also, so it's unconditional love. So what do you want to ask, Deepak, here for this?
Archana, are you in love?
Yes, definitely. But I'm not saying that, you know, this like I know Deepak from 1985. I met him first time
on the 12th
time.
Of August 1985.
Yeah. so for it's maybe that is what I am saying. The core essence is similar, the love is similar, but you know, it keep on changing with time. It's like, you know, with your responsibility as you grow older, the wisdom comes, and love definition doesn't change as such, but something keep on changing, but the core value is love.
When I asked you, are you in love, you said yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you feel now?
I feel much more understanding towards the person who I live with, Deepak. So, you know, you are the person. So I feel much more mature in love, and I have less expectation, I would say. That because, you know, initially when you fall in love, it's like, and I don't see that falling in love is a true thing to say. I feel like that when you are in true love, you grow as a person. Yeah, so for me, love is not losing myself, rather than evolving, rather than knowing myself better. That is love. And same with, you know, who the person who you love can feel the same thing. So for me, love is that. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I've got an opportunity. I'm not going to miss it. Okay, so great. You said what you feel about it now. What did you feel about it in 1985?
1985, you know, I was very young and has really a little experience of water. But then again, you know, if you talk about with the yoga system, it's the heart chakra.
You didn't do yoga at that time.
No, I didn't do yoga. Okay. But the thing is, I'm because this is Yoga Chai and Dog, yeah, and we explain it in a way. So yeah. The chakras in chakras. So heart is your love chakra. Yeah. So, you know, you open your heart. And that time I was not very mature. But the thing is, during that time, we move to a phase where we start seeing, you know, the attraction towards someone who you love in a different way, not like parental love or anything like that, or sibling. So, yeah, that was like, I felt like for, you know, what I'm saying now, it was very different. I felt lost, actually. Yes, I felt lost for a while, that because I felt like there is someone else who I started caring more about. And for me, everything what he does or what he dreams of was mine. So it was like, because that's the initial phase of love. And I know if any of my listeners, and I know we have got some listeners who are very young, yeah, like my daughter's age and maybe younger than that. I know this because, you know, I always, you know, we always see mail from them and some comments. So yes, for young people, the love may sound like that. But as you grow old or as you grow a bit more mature in love, you feel love slightly a change in that. Yeah.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And to talk about my feeling, when we
yes,
were
I should
love,
have asked you that.
When we were in love in 1985, I felt at the top of the moon. Yeah, and I would just not wait for you. So I used to stay in a hostel, and Archana used to you know, live with her parents, and I would just wait for every morning when she would come to the college, and then we would meet, we would spend some time together. But as you rightly said, yes. Over the time, love changes, you know. The definition of love changes. The definition of love changes. And now it is more about relationship. It is more about understanding. It is more about giving the other space. And you... It's not that, you know, we are trying to tell you, we are trying to coach you, or we are trying to tell you something. It's... You would learn it by your own experience. Yeah.
We all learn by our own experience.
But then that beauty of that feeling never goes. The what I would say, the how do I put it? The perception of love changes. So initially it was, oh my God, yeah, I've got these 2 hours with her or 1 hour with her or whatever. I will be on my best foot forward and I would forget everything, you know, or I would just care about anything that she says that I don't like. I would just ignore it and all. Now, at the age of, we are in our 50s, and at the age of 50s, it's more about, you know, understanding. It's more about what she needs. It's more about the time she needs, and it's more about giving her the space to grow.
What Deepak is saying, you know, it's like when we work on the chakra system also, we say that every time when you are in a relationship, it doesn't matter whether you are in your 50s, 30s or 20s. Some people are much more mature in their very young age, and some people are very immature in their very old age also, because they could not find the grounding of that love. So for us, we are fortunate that this is very important. When I started learning the and when I started working on the relationship, and the more I start researching on this, and it comes out that every time when you are in relationship with someone, so you are you know, if you are working on yourself a lot and evolving, so you would be always be one or two chakra above that person. You know, maybe that person would be Deepak, maybe that person is me. But the thing is, if the other person doesn't evolve with that, so the relationship doesn't work. And let me explain it. You know, Deepak, I know you are making your eyebrows like, yes. Oh, what have I started talking about? So let me explain in a very simpler way. Like Deepak has taken the responsibility as he has wisdom, or he has matured in love, right, or whatever. No, I'm giving you an example here. So, and the thing is, but I'm stuck into my that teenager or my young love. Yeah. So my expectation towards him would be to make me happy all the time, to take me out, to have all the time what he used to do it before. So with responsibility and all, everything start changing, and we change when we also keep on working on ourselves. So this is where this is what the chakra system defines, that when each couple, because if one is working and other is also taking step to work with him or her, then the relationship works. But if a person is stuck into a phase of, it's the earlier phase in coaching is called sex and violence phase, where, you know, you are just into going out, having affair, this, that, and a lot of stuff happens there. So, but after some time, you calm down. You know, everyone goes through that phase, yeah? So some people has a shorter duration, some people have longer duration, some people never comes out of that phase.
All their life
they are looking for something. I'm not saying that we are like very mature or, but yes, in love I feel like we both have evolved and we both has find a way out that we are not perfect. We are very imperfect. Our relationship is very imperfect. Nothing is perfect here. But the thing is, we come to a point where we both are okay. Yeah, we both are happy. We are both at ease with each other.
At peace. Yeah. And in equilibrium.
Yeah, and we both know that there are certain aspect of Deepak which I dislike, really I hate, I would say. And he had also a page or maybe two pages. So, you know,
it's a book actually.
Oh, it's a book, yeah. That's a good news. So it's like, you know, we are not saying it just for the sake of this podcast, but this is what a relationship is. Yeah. It doesn't maybe it looks like picture perfect in Facebook and all, and I get lot of time mails saying that, oh, your relationship is so good and you feel in so much in love and all. No, bloody hell no, not each day I feel that way. Yeah, so but the thing is, deep down I know something is always changing, and because, you know, I have not lost myself into this love and Deepak has not lost himself in this love, so we both have that space to grow and do things. Do you agree, Deepak?
Yes, and I was just thinking about an example. Just a couple of days ago, on the 3rd of February, it was our anniversary. And then, you know what, 3rd of February was Monday. So on the 2nd, suddenly Archana said, hey, you know what, I bought a gift for you. And I said, I don't need any gift. And she said, no, I bought a gift for you. And then she brought a dress for me. And then
He doesn't wear a dress. He's making it up.
sorry. Yeah. It was a shirt and trousers, and she gave it to me, and then suddenly I went on a guilt trip. Oh my god, I haven't done anything for her so far. I mean, there was something that I had done, but then I'm not to kind of match it. Yeah, and then we went to the town center. We had to go to the town center, not just because of that we went. And I was insisting on her, buy something. And she said, no, I don't want to buy anything. And, you know, I'll think about it and I'll buy it later. I said, no, I'm feeling guilty that, you know, you bought something for me and I haven't bought anything for you. She said, look, accept what is given to you with grace. I said, oh, shit. Yes, I need to actually. That's the least I can do.
And the thing is, you know, I love going out to cafe and having a cup of coffee. So I said, okay, let's have a cup of coffee. Yeah. So it's not a big deal of exchanging, but this comes with maturity and this comes with time. When you are very young, so, you know, when we were very young married couple, so there were time we were like not happy at all actually, so but that's okay because this is
you have to go through it.
But the reason for not being happy was again something I was not doing anything with my life. I was just like worshipping Deepak. Yeah,
really?
and
really?
It's like I lost my identity actually. And when you lost your identity and when you are like relying on someone to make you happy and do things for you all the time and you are not taking responsibility of your own self, the relationship deteriorates. And when I started doing things for myself, I felt really okay. I felt really okay with a lot of things which used to haunt me or which used to like make me angry or sad. Still, there are things which makes me angry or sad, but it's very different now.
And I think that is very important about what you talked about is about your identity. Don't fall so deep in love that you actually lose your identity. Guys, your identity is very important. The fact that you are in love or somebody loves you, your spouse, your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, is because of your identity. It is because of who you are. But then when you fall in love, you are so smitten that you want to do everything what it pleases your spouse, your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whosoever.
No, but yeah. But the thing is, a lot of time people come into relationship and let's say I have got a perfect picture of how the guy should look, how the guy should behave, what his choices would be. So this is my perception actually. I did a course long time back with a guy and he works on relationship and he said the same thing, that it's like we want to see the exact thing what we want in that person. And then relationship doesn't work because the relationship is about, you know, that person is a unique person, you know, who you fall in love with. And if that person wants exactly the same thing with you, you would find suffocated after some time. And I personally feel that in a lot of decision what I take, it's my own decision. And I feel suffocated if somebody would start saying me, you know, do this, do this, do this, do this. It is okay when it's very early relationship, but later in your life, if you really... You have to take responsibility. You have to take some decision. But yes, still love is there. It's not that if you are taking that, but still there are times, you know, when we go do our things, when we come back, we are much happier person. And on weekends also, we don't stick all the time together. Yeah, but the thing is, when we come back, we are there. We are present at that moment. And I think that's more important. And when you have to fight also, you can fight that time. So it's not that always it's perfect relationship. When we come back, sometime we are angry with something. That's how a relationship works actually.
So when you were talking about that, I suddenly remembered there are a couple of people who we know. I'm not going to name anyone. Who are like, oh my God, absolutely, how do I say, mooning or just following their spouse like a puppy, or even like, you know, making all the decisions for their spouse, as in what he or she would wear, or what would match with that, whatever. I mean, once a while, yeah, it's fine. Like on the second, Archana gave me some clothes, fine, okay. I respected that, I admired that. But if she actually keeps on doing to me every time, I said, hang on, I want to choose my own clothes.
So I've got a message here that I should not keep on doing
once
it.
Once a while is fine, every time is
no,
not.
No, but Deepak, again, you know, if sometime what happened is there are, you know, there are some very sweet couple and they really care for each other. You would always hear them saying that I can't live without that person, yeah?
I can't live without you, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I need to carry you on my back.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's just, this is what I'm saying. Love is something when it's time to, I know it's much deeper, you know, if you are young people, you would find it much deeper, but thing is right here is love is something when it's time to let that person go, you let them go, you have that thing inside you for that person, but still you let them go. And, so that is true love actually. We talk about a lot of time unconditional love, and which is really like it's really hard to achieve that.
Sorry, you've talked about unconditional love now 3 or 4 times. What exactly is unconditional love?
So unconditional love is when you are not putting any condition on that person. So condition is something that, okay, if Deepak brings flowers for me on Monday and Thursday, then he is a good husband. Or if Deepak does that, so there is condition, and then only he is a lovable husband. So same with children, you know. We sometimes enforce on them that if they perform good in their academy or, you know, in their education or in their whatever they do, you know, theater or whatever, you know, they are really lovely kid and we love them. Yeah, we love them. We use this word. I love you when you do this. So this is a condition. We put a condition before loving. Love should not be in any condition actually.
Okay, Archana, so, I will only love you if you actually get me 6 roses tomorrow.
So that's again, you know, this is what love is, something where, you know, yes, you might have that desire, and there is nothing wrong in having a desire. Desire is our second chakra, which is water, and having need and desire. Need is something different. Desire is good. Yeah, so we have this desire, but at the same time, when we have this awareness of that, love is much more deeper. So I can count a lot of things which I'm not happy with Deepak. Yeah, I can tell you one thing, like when I go for any of my training or something, so a lot of people I meet, my friends, always I talk to them. So their husband will call them 4 or 5 times. And there also I see, you know, a lot of people who come for training, their boyfriend, husband calls them. Deepak doesn't call much, but what he is always, he always make it sure that I had lunch. So he would maybe text, or he would ask, did you have lunch? Go out and have some lunch or whatever, if you are caring. And then he will make sure that I take a right train back home so that I'm back home. And he is there, you know, if he is there, he is there to pick me up. So it's very different. Everyone has their way of expressing it in a different way. Yes, sometimes I feel like, sometimes because, you know, we live in a society where you can see in social media, you talk to people and you see that, okay, look at her husband or her boyfriend. He is always there. He kisses her and then he gives flowers, or sometimes he takes her for food and then he comments, then he does this. If we are carried away by that, then we would lose the person. So that is what I'm not saying, that we both love unconditionally. We have a lot of conditions. Still, we are working on that. But the thing is, this is called unconditional love, when you have no expectation. Yeah. We are working toward less expectation, not no expectation, but definitely. So that is unconditional love, where you really can see the imperfection. You can really see that sometimes it's not, I would not say some, if somebody is hurting you, you know, in a relationship, if somebody is abusing you or hurting you, don't think that you can keep on loving that person. That's not unconditional. That's not good for you, because the first thing which you have to learn is how to look after yourself first and how to grow with that. Once you grow, once you know what love is about yourself, then only you can be deeply, deeply in love with other person.
Yeah, and the important thing is that not to have a template. By template, I mean everybody has this fantasy about this wonderful partner, and that is what they would look like, and that is what they would behave, and that is what they would do. It's good, but it's fantasy. Don't try to implement or actually recast your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend into that template. It never works, right? But the thing is, it is important to understand what are the good qualities in your partner, and then probably change your template in that way. Or at least communicate. Something that is very important in relationship is always communicating, which probably I don't do a lot, as I would wait to hear from Archana. But then I think it's very important at least to communicate your expectation, because if I have expectation something from my partner, the least I can do is at least let him or her know about it, what I'm expecting, and then see how they come up to that.
Let me give you some example of some clients which I have worked with. And one girl, you know, she came with her husband actually, and I asked, so what are you looking for? Oh, I want to lose weight. And then her husband immediately said 10 kg. And I looked at her, you know, I was really surprised. And then he said, oh, if she would be slim, she, you know, it would be much better for her to move and all. And I just thought, hold on, she is the one who has come for personal training or whatever, and her husband is saying, you know, she needs to lose 10 kg, 8 kg. This is not acceptable. If somebody else is, you know, maybe how much you are close with that person or whatever, if somebody else is dictating this term, that's not love, because you are then trapped into a relationship where someone wants you to. And some people, they want to do things to make their partner happy. Like, you know, like when I used to take aerobic class in Bangalore, and my classes was always like in evening time, it was like 2-3 classes, one after another. There used to come a girl, and you know, she was very nice. And, you know, she always used to be on the back of that class. So one day I said, why don't you come in front? Because I saw her struggling with some of the steps. And then I liked her. And, you know, I started talking to her. And I was surprised why she wanted to lose weight and why she wanted to be active. Because her husband was transferred somewhere. You know, he was working in US or something. And he would only take her back to US if she would lose weight.
What?
Yeah. And the one thing which I told, I at that time I was just an aerobic instructor and a circuit trainer and all. So I didn't know much about it. But then I just said to her that, no, he doesn't deserve you. He doesn't deserve you. That's not love. Don't lose weight for him. If you are doing it, do it for yourself. This is very, very important to know. This is not love. If somebody put
That's the template I was talking about.
Yeah, this is something conditioned that I can only love you if this is there. So it's so wrong.
So guys, we didn't mean to preach you, but sorry, it came out. But it was based on our experience of 4 decades of being in love and seeing our love grow and transform from infatuation into a relationship, into mutual trust, into mutual respect. And on this Valentine's Day, we thought it would be a good idea at least to share our experience with you guys, and hope you make anything out of it. That would be really great.
I would just add one thing. Do not lose yourself in any relationship. First, find yourself out. Find who you are. Explore whatever you want to do. What makes you happy as a person? Once you are happy, you would find the right person. If you are in a relationship also and you feel really suffocated, you're not doing things because the other person is dictating, that's not love. So, you know, be there and find yourself, do your own things, and give other person also space. That's very important.
Yeah. I think if you're making an effort to be in love, then that's a very good place where you need to question whether it's really the kind of feeling that you would like to have and continue with all your life. With that, I would like to say goodbye. But before I say goodbye, I have to talk about one of our friends. Well, actually, he's my daughter's friend. And Mike Dory, and he has recently started a podcast, and there's a shout out for Mike Dory and Beth Ardale, who have started this podcast, the Hippie Dippy Postcard. I listened to some of it. It's really good,
it's
guys.
Really nice guys.
Yeah, please do listen to it and support them. And with that, guys, a very happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy, love your love, because that's the most important
thing. And again, your definition of love would be different, and you might be very, very deeply in love, more than us, yeah? That's okay. You know,
we don't claim ours to be perfect.
Yeah, no, we are not perfect. We are really imperfect couple, but we have just come with some nuggets and hope it has helped you.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.